Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF as Sam Speck and Deborah Woodall taking you through your morning as we are joined in studio and again representing the 11th District of Kansas, Jim Kelly. Welcome back.
Sam, thank you very much. It's nice to be back.
Yeah, and congratulations. As indeed, you were the...
Welcome back in more ways than one.
Yes, certainly. That's exactly kind of where I was going with it as he's back in his chair representing again the 11th District of the House of Representatives. So, Jim, congratulations on that. And wow, what a couple of weeks it's been. What a midterm election primary, and then the general coming up in November. But it wasn't until some drama unfolded. So,
yeah, absolutely. Really. Leave it to Kansas to be all dramatic.
I guess so.
So let's jump in here. First of all, we did have a very, and still, you look at the numbers, and it is. Indeed, it was a very close vote between the top two vote-getters in the Kansas governor's race between current Governor Jeff Collier and Secretary of State Kris Kobach. Now, I kind of felt like it was a very crowded primary, and that was part of what created that situation. What were your thoughts?
Well, I think probably the crowded primary did it. If you look down the vote counts, you saw that there was, coming in third was Jim Barnett, coming in fourth was Ken Seltzer. And each one of those with 20-some thousand votes. And then you drop down to some of the school kids and all that were running. And there was enough if one of those school kids wasn't there, and those votes could have changed the whole election. I mean, when you're down, the interesting thing is, and I'm not sure that it will be treated this way, but... The interesting thing is that a little over 300 vote separation does not give anyone a mandate that they were swept in based on their message. It was just a close election, and there were several elections in the House that came up. There was one up in the Reno County area that at the end of counting on election night, there was a one vote difference. And between an incumbent and the challenger, and then after all of the provisional ballots and all of the mail-in ballots were counted, it got down, and the challenger won by 9 votes. So there were just some really close elections, and you look at some of the other races. And the other thing that really made a difference, and a lot of times, people will say, well, my vote doesn't count. But when you look at an election like this, every vote counted. And the turnout percentage was really fairly low in Montgomery County and across the state. I mean, when you're looking at before the election, the Secretary of State's office predicting a larger than normal turnout, and that was like at 25% or 26%, and in areas of the state that didn't even happen. So you get down to, and you see an election like this with 300 and some votes, 40 votes or something, separating the two top candidates for governor out of a little over 300,000 cast. A vote does make a lot of difference if you decided that just skip it this primary and wait till the general election.
Yeah, I would imagine there are quite a few people out there across Kansas that either are wishing they had gotten to the polls or worked a little harder to get that vote to happen. On either side of the governor's race, either for Collier or Kobach, because either one of them would like to have, as you mentioned, a little more of a mandate to take them into the general election.
Yeah, it's pretty close. I mean, when you look at the percentage of the vote, it was a tie. I think 41
all. I think you're correct. Yeah. Between those two. So, very, very tight, tight race. And, you know, the thing is, when we move forward after the November general election, of course, in the November general election, we have another little possibility, because Greg Orman is an independent. He's running, spending a lot of money in some unusual spots on social media and some television ads, and making the rounds that way. Then of course you'll have Mr. Kobach as the Republican candidate. And now, is Ms. Kelly, is she any relation
to
you?
No, okay. No relations. Happens to spell her last name the same, but yeah. But it is no relation. But you know, that will be, that's an interesting twist too, with an independent in the race. And if you think back just a few years when Greg Orman ran against Senator Roberts in a race, and that turned out pretty close. And so, you know, that will, the independent will pull votes potentially from both Senator Kelly and from Secretary Kobach. And so it could make another interesting fall general election. And there's enough in there that, you know, that separation could make us down to the wire again, counting votes to see what happens. And, you know, the other thing is that when you think about it, and I've thought about it over the last several days after the election, is that, you know, no matter what, after Governor Collier conceded, that means that whoever's elected out of the three, you have probably all new secretaries, and, you know, KDHE, Department of Transportation, all of the agencies. You have new chiefs under them in those agencies. And so you have, you know, really some unknowns for all the people that deal with those agencies. You know, will the Department of Transportation side, will the highway plan that a task force was just appointed for, and we've seen some of the projects in the Montgomery County area pop back up on the radar, will that change? Will some of the things in Department of Health and Environment, as far as some of the social services, will that change? And already saw in Wildlife and Parks that the Secretary Jennison resigned to take a job to run the state fair. So, I mean, that will be a change that there'll be probably an interim in there for the next few months. But, I mean, that's just the beginning of probably some of the things that we'll see.
Robin Jennison?
Yes.
Yeah. Big fan of Robin Jennison.
Yeah, he was, I think, a
Speaker of the House.
Yeah, five-term House member, was Speaker. And then he's actually the longest serving, I think, cabinet member under the Brownback Collier administration. I think he went into Wildlife and Parks very early, maybe, you know, not long after Governor Brownback took office, and he's been there the whole time.
Yeah. Well, and he's one of those guys that really, regardless of where you put Mr. Jennison, he's going to do a really good job. So that should be a good move for the state fair as well.
Yeah, I think I saw that just yesterday, that he was going to resign and take that position. So anyway, that's probably the first of kind of a parade of those that we'll start seeing.
Absolutely, and there will be a parade, and all of those cabinet-level secretaries will be looking for work.
Yeah, and so that...
Lots of resumes getting dusted off right now.
And that's, you know, that's always creates some disruption to those that are being served by those agencies. I mean, some of the staff, of course, the internal staff stays, but the direction could change. You just don't know.
Yeah, and there I guess even could be some impacts on education.
There could,
well,
because that could take a new direction depending on who comes out of the November general election. And I would say that we will probably see a pretty active campaign going on in the general election, and we'll have you might have a lot of airtime going with various races around the state as they try to get the word out.
Yeah, we're spending a lot of time kind of focusing on what's going to happen, but the truth of the matter is still a lot of unknowns on this. But regardless, I mean, we have a new governor come January on Inauguration Day as we start the legislative session, and that could change a lot of stuff for all members of the House and Senate and Kansans.
And it could, and there's a lot of, I think they'll, for the House and Senate, there'll be, the Senate won't change as such, other than like Senator Smith that won the insurance commissioner's race. She'll leave, and there may be a few others, but the House will have a number of changes, and how the election works out will tell kind of what the direction will be for the House. Will they be a little more moderate like they've been the last several years? Will they be more conservative? Will that switch too? So all of those will be known. I mean, I was honored to be able to serve for two more years for the 11th district, and I will, whatever shakes out and whatever we need to do to adjust to it for the 11th district, I will be doing my best to make those adjustments as quickly as can, and get acquainted with the people we need down here to that are agencies and all that deal with the various state agencies to work with those and make sure that we can keep functioning as smoothly as possible.
All right. Representative Jim Kelly of the 11th District, the Republican from Independence. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend. Hope it dries up for the rest of the fair and rodeo.
Yeah, we'll see you out at the Demo Derby tomorrow night.
I'll be there. Alrighty, this is the Mighty 690, KGGF.